Hey, everybody, Matt, Jess and Dave here.
Sorry, Jess, just butting in quickly to let the listeners know that I'm going to be in Sydney this week, coming up the 8th to the 12th of May, and you can get tickets now via mattshieldcomedy.com, then going straight to Brisbane on the 16th to the 19th. So tickets for my show Dryer Dryer in Sydney and Melbourne.
Sorry, Matt, I'll just cut you off there. I just need to tell everyone that our quiz show, our web series, is out right now. Do go on the quiz show. You can see it on Stupid Old Channel for free on YouTube. Type in "Do Go On The Quiz Show" and you can see three episodes right now covering topics like Google, Queen Victoria, the Olympics, and we got five more episodes coming up. So like and subscribe, whatever that means.
They are big topics too. And I said Sydney and Melbourne. I meant Sydney and Brisbane. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
I'm still here too.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Dave Warnocke. No, it's not. It's Jess Perkins. Dave Warnocke isn't here. Matt Stewart is here.
I am here.
Hello, Matt Stewart.
Hey, Jess Perkins.
How was that intro? I was trying to do it exactly like Dave does.
It was, to be honest, it was a lot better.
Thank you. Yeah. Your face was going the other way there, but I appreciate that. And we're joined by a special guest because Dave is away. Dave's not here, so we are joined by our good friend and return guest,
yes,
Nick Mason.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Mason. How are you, mate?
I'm really good. I'm here to laugh and learn and be best friends.
Okay. Yeah, well, we could definitely laugh and learn. And,
but
nice. We'll just see how we go, I reckon. Don't force it, man. Be cool. Be cool.
But I brought things.
What did you bring? Baked goods? Unless it's baked goods, I'm not interested. That's a new phone.
I bought some rayon cloth tape.
You just picked that up from that table.
Plasflow. It's made in Korea.
I do love things made in Korea.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, you know me so well.
Red's your favourite colour.
It is.
Put that there for you later.
He just knows.
He just gets it.
He's got a sixth sense. Oh, no.
So Dave is away at the moment.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think we should, because no one really knows where he is, I think we should each give our best guess as to where Dave is.
Mine, should we say it at the same time?
Well, I feel like that would be annoying.
Okay, fine. Okay, off you go. Where do you think he is?
I think, I'm confident. Mm-hmm. And I asked him straight out on Facebook and he didn't reply.
On Facebook.
I think that means, that kind of confirms it to me. He's at a neo-Nazi university studying abroad for the semester. So, hopefully he's listening and hopefully he's doing well in his studies.
I know you said we'd both guess, but I don't think there's a need to because I agree with you.
Well, I saw an Instagram photo of him. He's in some sort of ice cave eating a pie. So I feel probably neo-Nazi university.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be one of the electives, I imagine. Yeah. Caves. Yeah, bunkers and caves
cave
are
diving
and all that stuff. Mm. Yeah, cool.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, Dave is going to enjoy that if he...
He's going to kill us. But he has the skills
to
do so now.
The want of a Nazi. Just bad people.
So because we're a Dave short, and last time Mesa was here, I wasn't here, right? So now I will play the role of Dave.
Okay.
And try to keep everything in control.
Okay, right.
As Dave does.
Yep.
Mesa, if you're okay with it, would you mind playing the role of Jess?
Okay, does Jess have any defining characteristics?
God, no.
Okay, great.
No, I disagree. I think listeners would tell you that her biggest characteristic is that she'll turn on things.
She hates certain people. And
just all of a sudden. And you've got no idea why.
I hate this guy. And then 10 minutes later, she's like, no, I love this
guy.
It goes from
love to hate very quickly.
Mm. Now, in the grand tradition that I've invented of me being on the show, I've decided to dress as the person who's not here.
Yeah.
You have to.
To dress as Dave, but I can be some sort of weird Jess-Dave hybrid.
Great.
Okay, cool.
I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah, because last time you wore a mustard jumper, and I'm apparently rather famous for one jumper that I have, but
yep.
I'm okay with
we worry
that.
About you. Do you want us to buy you another jumper?
Yeah, I'm really cold.
Okay, great.
Please get me a jumper.
Jess, do you think it might make more sense if you play the role of Jess and we just get Meso to play Dave?
Look, I'd kind of already mentally gotten into the character
of
Dave.
No, that's fine. If it makes more sense that way, then that's fine. I just thought maybe.
Look, I can...
But I overthink things sometimes.
You do, as is the Matt way.
That's classic Matt. Okay, I should note that down for when I'm Matt.
Yeah. Overthink, underprepare. And speaking of underpreparing, you've got a report for us today,
I do
Matt.
Have a report for us today, which is good. And as all the reports do start with a question, and mine are normally the best questions.
That's
I think we've
true.
All agreed on
That's
that in
very,
the past.
Very, very true.
All right, so here is the question.
Here we go.
It's from the hat.
Well, yes. The topic's from the hat. The question is from my...
Brain. Uh-huh, which usually sits under the hat.
It does. They're a team in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
My question is, it's so dumb, but who is your favourite monarch? Normally the question should lead to the... It's not... Anyway, cool.
It's like an opinion-based one.
Yeah,
the consensus is what we do the report on, so you're going to have to work on the fly. Yeah. You're going to have to work real quick here. Mine's Prince Michael of Kent.
Okay.
He's the only, does that count?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I have no idea who he is.
He's the only royal with a beard. He's bald. He's got a beard.
Like currently or forever?
Was he always bald?
No, was he always...
Born bald.
There have been previous bearded monarchs.
Oh, no, the current royal family. Right. He's the only one.
I haven't heard of him.
Prince Michael. Of Kent.
And he has really big ties.
Who's...
That's why I like him so much.
How does he fit into the family?
I don't know. That's all I know.
No, that's fine.
He's
I'm
very
okay
sharp.
With that.
He's a very sharp dresser.
All right, cool. Yeah. What a cool dude. Mm. Well, I would have said the big dog, Queen Lizzie. But
yeah,
we've already done her. So then I was thinking, like, you know, Prince William seems pretty cool. Mm. Little tiny Prince George is a little bit adorable.
He's very adorable.
And his little sister, whose name
also
I forgot.
Sharp. Charlotte?
Sharp dresser. Yeah.
I'm guessing it's an older.
I've deliberately misled you. It's more of a, if you think more music royalty.
Oh. Okay.
Prince?
Elvis?
Oh, that's good. But that is more about the topic we're doing. But Prince is better.
Yeah.
Fuck, I wish it was Prince. This one's out of the hat, though, and Prince isn't in the hat. And the topic, as suggested, was called The Life and Death of Elvis Presley Smiley Face. That was how it was sent in to us.
You know what I really like?
From Edward Bassanelli.
Thank you, Edward. What I really like is that from the beginning when we started doing this podcast, I would always think of things and write down. I had this list in my phone for ages of like potential topics. And I really like now that we're getting so many suggestions that there's like crossover or like people will suggest things that I've thought of. And then I'm like, yes, I can do that topic. And I can say it's from the hat and Matt won't yell at me for it not being from the hat.
Yeah, it's fucked when you don't go to the hat.
Yeah, I know.
We've got so many things in the hat and you're suddenly pulling things out from other garments. Is a hat a garment, Nick?
Yeah.
Is it haberdashery?
That's the best word.
It's an accoutrement.
It's an accoutrement.
Oh, accoutrement.
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, you're the coolest person I've ever met.
He is playing the role of Jess.
I can't wait for you to flip-flop later in the episode.
I'll turn on you.
Okay, good.
Wait, now...
Why do I do that?
Are you back to Jess now?
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Yeah, maybe I'm just Dave for the start and the end. So, and like how Dave is the good one at, all right, Matt. I can't think of the word because I'm not Dave.
Well, when you said at the start and the end, I'm like, Dave, you did this kind of, you kind of crunched yourself up into a little.
Yeah, because he's a little man.
Okay, cool. A little crab man.
Look, I'm
apparently.
Dave now. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm Jess. Oh, I'm Dave.
Oh, no.
Scratched up. I'm Dave now.
Because of your funny little hands.
I'm Jess again. Back to a normal, in proportion human.
What a roller coaster.
Cop that, Dave.
Cop that, Hitler.
Okay, so I've written Elvis. Quite a report here. Let me get stuck in.
Please.
And feel free to... would you guys know much about the man?
Peanut butter and banana sandwiches. I hope that makes an appearance at some point. That would be great.
It's going to make an appearance now. He really liked peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Awesome. Oh. All right, done. I'm done, guys.
Bye.
All right, bye.
I did read that a few times, and I never wrote it down.
I think I know more about Elvis from, like, parodies of Elvis.
Yeah, sure.
Like your Walk Hard or, like, your Simpsons references where he's shooting a TV. Does he shoot a TV at any point? Don't spoil it.
Yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers, but answer the question.
Mm.
good.
Yes and no.
Oh, very good.
He shoots a person on TV. That'll...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, do you guys know he was born in 1935? He was a twin. Did you know he was a twin?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it vaguely rang a bell. Yeah. But his twin was still born.
He was still born, so that's great.
Still born after all these years.
Both weren't going to be born. Then one, but we're both still born.
Yeah.
So good. What's he do now?
It's
probably a car salesman or like an accountant. You know, one's an entertainer, one gets a sensible job, you know?
No, I think there's a little misunderstanding there.
Oh, okay. Both entertainers, great.
Ooh, boy. No, go on with your report then, I guess.
Keep going.
So Elvis was the second of the two born and ended up being his parents' only child, Vernon, and his mum's name was Gladys. Gladys and Vernon, classic old-timey names.
But his name was actually Elvis?
His name was actually Elvis.
Is his middle name Aaron?
It is Aaron.
Yes! I don't know why I knew that.
He was named after Vernon's middle name was Elvis.
Oh.
And Vernon had a mate named Aaron. That's very good, isn't it?
So he just kind of went, Elvis?
Like, a couple of things I can see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, right now I would be naming my child Bag Clock.
Oh, I mean, you've got two people in front of you with names.
Oh, boy. Didn't even think of it.
Oh, dear. Man.
Yeah, but we're both boys and that's clearly a girl's
name. Oh, Bag Clock. That is a nice...
Oh.
Obviously. But yeah, fair enough. Bag Clock.
Mm. Oh. Come on, little Bag Clock. On this podcast, Matt said he would be okay with naming his child Fuckhead.
Only if my partner wanted it and she was really rich.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Time for school, Fuckhead.
Because the rich and famous think they're going to be rich and famous forever.
Yeah.
That's why somebody named their kid Pilot Inspector. Jason Lee named his kid Pilot Inspector, assuming that he would be famous forever. And then you're protected by celebrity.
And but
Pilot
the kid probably isn't going to be really, is he?
No.
Pilot I always Inspector. Think, because I shorten names too. I mean, everybody does, but like I'm notoriously bad at just always shortening people's names. How would you nickname or shorten Pilot and
Pilo.
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 Specko.
Cool.
Specky.
Specky. Yeah.
Specky Lee. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, Specky Lee.
I don't mind that. You answered that
Sorry,
question.
Jason Lee. I apologize.
Yeah, I take it all back.
Mm-hmm.
What do you reckon the odds are that they go by the name of Gary now or something?
Mm. Yeah, it's a Zowie Bowie situation.
Yeah, what Zowie's now known
as? He's Duncan Jones.
Duncan Jones. Yeah. He went the other way.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So Elvis, Vernon and Gladys.
I've written a lot of this in the present tense, which just sounds weird. So I'm going to see if I can change that on the fly. Elvis grew up in a... Elvis grows up in a close-knit family.
Elvis growed up.
Elvis is growing up.
His family was quite poor, but it was tight-knit. He had his grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins all living nearby in Tupelo, which is where he grew up, Tupelo in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. You guys know the Nick Cave song Tupelo?
No, I don't know it.
I know the John Lee Hooker song Tupelo. Is it about raining?
Yeah, okay. So the Nick Cave song is probably a cover of the...
No, I think it's a coincidence. Yeah.
But the song's about the night Elvis was born, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Christmas carols are about when Jesus was born.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tupelo is an Elvis carol.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
The real king of the Jews. What?
Dave's not going to like that. Not at all.
They are teaching him the opposite at his, at his university at the moment.
All right. First paragraph.
Now, when I came to do this episode, listeners, I said, what's some characteristics of every... Like, I've listened to the show, I enjoy the show, but, like, what's some characteristics? And the only thing that I was given of the other people was that Dave is a Nazi sympathizer.
Yeah. I mean, if you just put that out on Twitter,
yep.
Even not directing it necessarily at Dugong followers, just if you just put it out there, said, anyone know Dave Warnocky? What's the first word that comes to mind?
Nazi.
Mm. They'd say Nazi sympathizer. That's a hyphenated
sure.
word. Cool. Saying cool a lot today. Hey, so they regularly, the family regularly hit up the Assembly of God Church in Tupelo, and that is where Elvis developed a love for singing gospel.
Did he like singing?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't know that?
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, he was. It was one of his passions.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you think you know a guy.
What? Yeah, what did you think was noteworthy about Elvis, just out of interest?
Just the white suit with all the rhinestones on it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a fashionista.
I thought it was his thing. I thought he was just like Paris Hilton. Like, nobody really knew why he was famous.
But, yeah, he had like a few albums like Paris Hilton.
And... Did he have albums?
Yeah, yeah. Much like Paris.
Now, did his older brother encourage him to get into gospel singing?
Look, I don't know how to break it to you.
Because older brothers are often like, go on, get in. You know, you're scared little Elvis doesn't want to... It's hard to sing in public, you know?
You say, like, I'm 2 minutes older than you, Elvis. I've lived.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know?
Moving on.
Okay.
I think we'll find out more about the brother
later.
I
think so.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, no spoilers.
The second half is very...
Oh, brother heavy.
Brother
great,
heavy,
yeah,
great.
Jesse, Garen, Presley heavy.
Aaron and Garen.
Yeah, not good. Jesse, yeah. though. Jesse, though, big fan of that.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah. It's the name of a star.
Yeah.
Or an accountant. Who knows? We don't know yet.
Nah! No! Oh, if I find out his brother's an accountant.
His
not be him, please.
Oh, I don't know if you'll like or not like this, but it's accounting related. His father, Vernon, wasn't able to hold down a steady job, and in 1938... was sentenced to 3 years in prison for forging a $4 check.
Oh,
$4?
3 years in prison.
For $4. And granted, that was probably more money.
It's probably like, you know, $13, $14.
Yeah, that's right. That's the reverse Frank Abagnale Jr.
Mm-hmm.
You got away with it for years.
Yeah.
This guy's like,
just one tiny little check.
Yeah.
But he only spent about a year behind bars in the end.
Got off lightly,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Should have been 14 years.
They've gone soft on crime in the 1930s. Yeah, wait, is that...
A simpler time.
That's building up. The next year isn't the when Nazi war begins.
Mm. What's that?
38.
Yeah,
so he was in jail. Maybe he got out in 39.
Mm.
For some reason.
Not everyone
good theory.
In
Look,
every
just
story
a theory.
Has to be a Nazi sympathizer just because Warnocky is. We're really going hard today because he's not here to defend...
Yeah, have fun.
Oh, no. I can hear him. He's turning in his grave and he's not dead.
For his 11th birthday, Elvis was given his first guitar by his parents, bought at the Tupelo hardware store.
Oh.
But I also actually read that he bought his first guitar, so I don't know which one of those is true.
Let's say it came from the hardware store.
Mm.
And around this time, he performs at the Mississippi Alabama Fair and Dairy Show.
Sounds... Like, I'm imagining like the Royal Melbourne Show.
Oh, you get to pet the little animals.
Yeah, but also a combination of that and like the fair in Charlotte's Web.
Yeah,
just a fair. I'm imagining a fair is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's like or like the Charlton Show and Country Victoria, which is also a fair.
Or the scene in The Notebook where they go to the fair.
Yeah.
I'm imagining that sort of fair.
Or like My Skin.
Or when you pay for a ticket on a train.
Nah, that's far better. Should have started there. All right. Fucking hell. His first record... Oh, sorry. Let's... I mean, gee. In 1948, the Presleys move to Memphis from Tupelo, looking for more opportunities because they're battling.
Sure.
They're battlers. They In Tupelo, they were living in a two-room house. Not a two-bedroom house.
Oh,
a two,
sure.
Two-room
okay.
house.
Okay, all right. If you've got to split them, how are we splitting them?
Yeah, okay, that's tricky. Because you want probably the toilet and then everything else, right?
Yeah, I was thinking
that. Like bathroom.
Maybe that's an outhouse, though.
Oh, yes. Yes.
But still, you'd have a bath or something inside. So that's got to be a... That's got to be in its own space, and then
maybe waterbed / bath.
Oh, that's good.
There we go.
Pull the top off,
yeah,
and dive right in.
And then you'd have like open plan kitchen and living area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a studio apartment, basically, is what you're saying.
Sounds great.
And I mean, it is only the parents. Four of them.
Yeah, isn't it though? Yeah,
Aaron and Garen.
Yeah, we haven't heard much about his relationship with his brother, which
it was
is
probably
weird.
In that time between 38 and 48. That's 10 years. Probably.
Yeah, I have skipped over a lot of that.
It's probably just going through your Birdie Beetle show bags. And
just normal sort of sibling stuff.
Reading your Phantom comics, all the stuff you get at the show.
Yeah.
Phantom comics?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Phantom fan? Because it's the shittest one, right?
Look, in a way.
The shittest big one.
Even big one's a stretch.
Right.
No, look.
But people have heard of it.
That's true, yeah. Mm. Look, it's of the... Like, I know there's some big fans and there are people who still get their Phantom comic every week, but it's of the past. It's one of those... It's like Flash Gordon, it's like The Shadow. They're not coming back.
Right.
It's been done.
It's been done, yeah.
Because, yeah, unless you somehow made it modern?
It's been attempted.
Okay.
Billy Zane, if you recall.
Oh.
Yeah.
Phantom 2040.
He lived behind a waterfall.
Yeah,
in the ghost cave.
Uh-huh.
Skull cave. Ghost Very cave.
Cool. Anyway, we digress. See, I'm doing a Dave.
How do we get to that?
I'm doing a Dave.
No, I appreciate it.
Birdie Beetle show bags.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that'll do it. Yeah.
So in Memphis, that's where he started going to school, or he continued going to school. So in Memphis, he went to school,
uh-huh.
And he graduated there in 1953, becoming the first member of his immediate family to earn a high school diploma.
Oh, good job, Elvis.
That year, he recorded his first tunes at the Memphis Recording Service. A couple of cover songs, My Happiness, I think.
The Powderfinger song.
Happiness, slowly creeping back, now you're at home.
And yeah, it's funny, I didn't realize the connection there.
Mm. Yeah, he was a big Powderfinger fan. Mm-hmm. But you know, aren't we all?
True, I think that's true, yeah.
Powderfinger's been suggested, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I think Powderfinger's in the hat. With a specific... No, maybe it's Silverchair. I think it was Silverchair, and it was
Silverchair
like...
Silverchair had
We want Jess to do it.
Okay.
I was like,
are
all
you
right.
from Newcastle?
No.
Do you love Silverchair?
They're fine.
That's what we need. That's the enthusiasm
we need. Yeah,
that's like me
no
for Elvis.
No connection or enthusiasm is what you need.
Mm.
The following year, Elvis received a call from a local guitarist named Scotty Moore, and along with bass player Bill Black... They met at the Memphis Recording Service to jam out some tunes.
Oh, yes.
And they were there with Sam Phillips, who was the Sun Records producer. And they tried a bunch of different songs, but Phillips wasn't digging the sound.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden, Elvis was like, hey, I've got an idea. Let's have a crack at Arthur Big Boy Crudup's song, That's All Right. And only, let's do it in a sped up style.
Oh, that'd do it, wouldn't it?
And
the slow one, ugh.
Ugh. Yawn.
Moore and Black kept up, and I imagine Phillips said something like, I think you've just cut your first hit record.
Oh, yeah.
He would say that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and then he would have said something like, we haven't recorded it yet, but you know what I mean. And they would have been like, what are you talking about, Phillips?
We're very new to this.
Yeah,
I don't
this is not making any sense. He's like, forget it. Let's just record this song. I think I like it. Man, it was
classic
a weird time
Phillips.
Back there in the
50s.
50s. Hey, what is it weird that people existed in the 50s?
Ugh.
So long ago.
Why even bother
Our
existing
parents
in the
50s? In the
my dad was born that year.
What is this?
53.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, that's 54 now.
So you lied.
I did lie straight up. And it did become Elvis's first hit single.
So Phillips was right.
Phillips was right,
oh,
as I imagined it.
In a way, they'd cut their first hit record.
Yeah, in some ways. Yeah.
Great.
In a way.
In a way. You know, the correct way. In 1955, Elvis had caught the attention of promoter Colonel Tom Parker.
Oh, I've heard that name.
Yeah. He's a key player.
Tom Parker.
Tom Parker. The
Colonel Tom Parker.
Now, was he a real colonel, or was he... Did he just take the name? Is he like a Colonel Sanders? Who might also be a real colonel.
Yeah,
who
knows? I don't think you have to Google it, Matt. I think we can just say
that it is a great question. Look, I don't think he was a real colonel.
Okay.
Lies.
His occupation is just down as talent manager on Wikipedia.
Yeah, so what do you get a bloody colonel for? Yeah, see, there she is. She turns.
There we go.
Now, because I didn't see it. When people said she turns on things, I was like, what? No, I don't. Now I see it. Okay.
So the colonel, he...
No.
I just turned you off. All right.
I can hear myself a bit better now, too.
No. Look, while you were faffing about...
Oh, Matt Stewart. Out about the colonel.
Well, he apparently served 2 years in the 64th Coast Artillery. So he's an artillery man. Although he had served honourably before, he went AWOL and was charged with desertion.
Ooh!
Which army is this in?
United States Army.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Because he was Dutch born, I believe.
Ooh!
Oh. I mean, it doesn't say he became... Like, it doesn't say...
He was...
A colonel.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like he rose through the ranks.
I don't think he can become an artillery colonel. Anyway, that's the last research I'm going to do.
Good decision.
Mm-hmm.
Until you come back for the DC episode.
Nah, I'll just wing it.
That's great.
Yeah, that's how we like to do it.
Mm-hmm. That makes more sense. So the colonel, Colonel Tom Parker...
Not a real colonel.
Not a real colonel. He got pretty excited about Elvis. He wanted to get involved in the business. And he did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dream, achieve, believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of his first bits of business for Elvis was that he was able to negotiate the sale of Elvis's Son Records contract to RCA Records.
I thought you were going to say Elvis's son there.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. I was like, he sold Elvis's son?
Oh. Look, Elvis didn't have a son, you guys.
All right.
Do you think I would have mentioned that before? I probably wouldn't have. The way
Look, you haven't mentioned a lot of the stuff about his family members so far. So.
Yeah, I know nothing about his mum.
Look, it was a very
dad,
private... Well, you know her name was Gladys. Brother was Garen. And we had... The dad was the guy, the forger. What else do you need to know?
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
So this deal was for the unprecedented sum of $35,000. Plus a $5,000 signing bonus, or signing bonus.
That's a lot of money.
It is. Well, it was a fuck ton back then. Remembering that $4 check gets you in jail.
How much is a fuck ton?
Oh, I'm sure we've talked about
$69. Am I right?
Yeah.
$69,000.
Yeah,
it's a fuck ton.
Yeah, alright.
Alright.
Settle down, guys.
A lot of money. Great.
In 1956, Elvis makes a deal with the Colonel, which stipulates that he will be the sole and exclusive advisor, personal representative, and manager in all and any fields of public and private entertainment.
Well, that sounds all encompassing, doesn't it? There's no way that would come around and bite anybody in
the
ass.
He really locked Elvis up.
Yeah. How old is Elvis now? Like,
Elvis is...
Like 20?
Yeah, he's 21. Mm. 21.
Good time to make that decision, I feel.
It was around this time that he bought Graceland.
Oh.
21-year-old.
Huh.
He bought it for $100,000. What a mad dog. I'll talk more about that later on.
What a hound dog.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you. That's an Elvis thing.
Stewart.
In 1956...
You're the king of my heart.
Oh.
And this podcast.
Wow, okay.
Do go on.
Sure. In 1956, Elvis records his first songs for the new label at the Nashville studio. And these sessions include recording the hit song, Heartbreak Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be familiar with that one.
Yeah.
Just sounds like all of Elvis's other songs. I was gonna try and sing it, but I was gonna sing it. Well, that's all right, Mama, but that's a
different song.
Different song,
exactly.
Down at the Heartbreak Hotel. That's all right, Mama. Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah.
Slowly creeping
back. He was strongly influenced by Bernard Fanning. Yeah. Don't you think?
Aren't we all?
Yeah, I was going to say, we've all been influenced by Bernard Fanning.
In music and in life.
Mm-hmm.
Amongst all this, Elvis is starting to get attention on the TV, the bloody television, which is a relatively new thing in the 50s.
Yeah.
And during one appearance on the Milton Berle show, he performs a sensual rendition of his hit song, Hound Dog. And that episode was a huge rating success.
Essential.
Sensual.
What would that sound like?
I think it was more on his hips and his just his. Oh, that's his lips. Right. His lips was seen as being like basically vulgar.
Yeah.
The way he moved his hips and his lips.
Yeah.
His lips were vulgar.
His sexy moves during Hound Dog drove the kids in the audience wild, and press. And some of the adult viewers were so appalled that it becomes one of the most controversial performances ever. On the back of this, he gains huge popularity among teenagers, and audiences become wilder and wilder at his concerts.
Start throwing their feces.
Oh, yep.
That's not listed here.
Like wild animals.
They listed screaming, rushing the stage, crying and fainting. Oh, no, hang on, sorry. And throwing their feces.
There it is. That's right, yeah.
Turned into primates.
That bit is underlined. Okay.
Underlined, weird. Italics, the whole bit.
Yeah.
It was the defining thing that his fans did his whole career.
Yeah.
Just feces.
It's got an image, isn't it?
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Music makes you do crazy things.
Interestingly, yeah, the senses and stuff had no problem with that. I didn't think that was vulgar.
No, that was fine.
When he wriggled his lips.
Yeah, they were like, come on, mate.
The press expressed outrage across the country, reporting on Elvis's obscene performance, and he was condemned by sections of the morally concerned establishment and the religious community. The 1950s were a super conservative time in America, and he was seen as a real rule breaker.
Rule breaker over here.
Yeah, Jess, what was that?
I'm wondering what that was in protest of. Was it in process of the moral right? Or was it in protest of Matt being boring?
No, it was just people being conservative.
Were you just covering up a real fart?
Yeah.
Is that what was happening there?
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, she's so funny. What is that smell? Oh, I don't know. Anyway. No, it was just the boring conservative people.
Yeah.
You weren't being boring.
Oh, you're
wonderful.
You were talking to me about me there. So Elvis is now 21 years old and his star is exploding, much like Jess's asshole.
It's weird that's in the Wikipedia entry as well, right?
It's weird.
Did you have to say that when I'd just taken a mouthful of water?
Yes.
Fair enough.
He heads back to Tupelo to perform two shows at the Mississippi-Alabama Fair and Dairy Show.
Oh, back to the dairy show.
Where he performed about 10 years earlier, but this time he had 100 National Guardsmen surround the stage to control the crowd of excited fans. 100.
That's crazy.
That is like that. That's a good audience in itself.
100. Yeah,
imagine
right.
Having 100 people come see you perform.
Even if nobody else showed up.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I mean, they're facing the other way.
Yeah,
and they're not enthused.
Mm, but that's probably for the best. It's self-conscious. You don't want.
Yeah.
Don't want everybody staring at you.
Mm. Ooh, yuck! Audience, no.
Ooh, no.
He's at this time. He also started moving into the film business. His first film. Love Me Tender premieres. It's set in the South in 1800s American Civil War times and is a huge hit. Seems like everything he does is a huge hit.
Yeah, right.
Where's this going to end, you know? All these hits. Where does it end?
Well, no, to be honest, I haven't got that far. I just assume he's still out there making hits.
Yep.
One of
these movies, brother by songs. Side.
Oh. God, what a team.
Do you reckon they bought a yacht together or something?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Probably started a restaurant together. Not because they need the money, but just because it's fun.
And they love
have
it.
Have fun with your brother.
Yeah. Just like brotherly things. They'd probably go fishing.
I did have it down as a fun fact, but Elvis did buy Franklin Roosevelt's presidential yacht.
With his brother?
I didn't mention his brother.
Hmm.
But you could only assume. Those two, I mean, they were twins.
Yeah.
Inseparable in many ways. In all but the key one, I guess.
Yeah, one of them can't sing, so they can't, you know.
So at the end of Love Me Tender, Elvis's character dies.
Oh, spoilers!
But that did not test well in the preview screenings.
Oh.
So they tacked on footage of him singing the film's title song at the end of the movie. Huh. Just to appear.
So
it's not so bad. Look, he's singing Love
still
Me
died, but then he's singing again. Yeah. But now he's singing From Heaven.
Yeah, it's really what a...
He's happy up there.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys familiar with the Million Dollar Quartet?
No.
Heard of no. That?
So,
Hang on, let me guess.
Yeah. Elvis is one of them.
And there are...
Oh, is it, it's three more three famous others. People.
Yes.
Buddy Holly.
No.
Richie Valens.
No.
The Big Bopper. Snappy people who died in a plane crash. I don't...
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Holly Valance.
Oh, yeah.
Steph McIntosh. Delta Goodrum.
Jessica
Moore. No,
Neighbours. Jessica Moreboy.
Jessica Moreboy.
Moreboy. No. No, it's... No.
Okay, well, that's my guess.
Mm-hmm. So Elvis dropped by the Sun Studios, back to the old Sun Studios, and got involved in an impromptu jam session with Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins.
Oh, we're so close.
Are you familiar with these guys?
Perkins,
yeah. Carl.
No.
So that's three.
Yeah, who's the fourth?
And the fourth...
Oh, here we go, big reveal.
Johnny Cash.
Oh, actually... Yeah, I was watching Walk the Line the other day, and I was like, oh, I didn't know they were mates, and I should have been able to guess that myself.
Yeah, I think that might be one of those reverse-engineered I should have been able to do a thing. Like, I saw a movie that, like, vaguely showed that they were...
Hey.
Come on, I mean, honestly...
If I had more time, I definitely would have figured that out on my own.
But the funny thing is that was only because... Johnny Cash was only thought to be involved in that because he came down for... a photo op later in the day. It was really only the three of them that jammed.
Oh, interesting.
And then Johnny Cash came in later, and there's this classic photo of the four of them sort of sitting around a piano, I think. But yeah, Johnny Cash didn't actually jam.
There's a photo in my high school yearbook of me on the debating team. Not in the debating team. Just popped in on the...
Yeah, very similar to that. Yeah, exactly. I jumped in on the photo once when a trivia team won like a fundraising trivia.
Uh-huh.
And they were getting their photo with the medal. And I just jumped in on the side, put my arm around them. And like forevermore, I'm a champion trivia guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that how you got here? Was that on your resume to get into on?
Yeah,
I'm
a
champion trivia guy.
Yeah, that's why we hired
Check him. Out this photo. Look.
Yeah, look. Yeah. Look at me with all these other people.
How did I get on here? I don't belong. Nah, I'm all right.
The way it worked, Dave is a trivia guy. Mm-hmm. He got me on because I work... Or a trivia thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got you in because, you know, you got a good attitude.
Except, I disagree.
Yeah.
I think she's got a bad attitude.
I turn on people real quick.
Yeah. And that's what I like about it.
All
right. See, you know, to me it's a good attitude. A bad attitude's a good attitude.
There we go.
Mm. Is that confusing? What am I talking about? Oh, yeah, the million dollar. So, old mate Sam Phillips was there, the producer.
Uh-huh.
Of course he is.
And he obviously no longer has the rights because he sold it for $35,000. But he, even though he wasn't really allowed to, he pressed record. So those sessions, were recorded and eventually came out. I believe. I think that happened.
That's naughty.
Very.
Very naughty, that's, but very...
He was all about that. He's the original
he was
bad,
a bad
boy.
Bad boy of rock and roll.
Love a bad boy.
But, like, you got to do that, right?
Hmm.
And I think everyone's pretty happy that he did. Anyway, Million Dollar Quartet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Who's your favourite ever quartet?
Oh,
The film quartet with Billy Connolly and Maggie Smith.
That's only two.
That's only two, yeah.
And the other two whose names I don't know.
Wow, but you still like them.
It's a great film.
Mm.
The Quartet.
It's great. Check it out. About old people.
So, I mean, that was a
sounds
question.
Thrilling. I love
that was
it.
A question without notice. So, it was a, I mean, yeah, it's fine that you gave an ordinary answer.
Probably the Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. That's
Fuck,
very
okay,
good.
Because yeah, nah, I was about to defend. I was about to be like, it's a great movie. And then he said Ninja Turtles. Yeah, I was like,
how do you beat that?
Fuck.
Now, imagine the film Quartet. But the Ninja Turtles are in it.
Oh.
Four memorable actors, as opposed to
okay.
the two and the two.
Who are the four memorable actors?
The Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not axes. They're turtles.
Oh, a turtle can't be an axe, Jess.
Wow.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Yeah. I thought Dave was the Nazi. Mm. Telling people what they can and can't do.
This one's amphibious. That's her problem.
I am a noted amphibious.
Well, you find out eventually. And you've broken my heart today, Jess.
Oh.
I think my mind's gone through a few. I was thinking Awesome Foursome for a little while. But I think maybe the Big Four of thrash metal might be my favourite quartet. You guys know the Big Four?
No.
It feels like I'm padding. I've got so much report.
Is it also the Awesome Foursome? Did they switch over to thrash metal? After their disastrous
fruit ad.
Gold fruit sponsorship.
What was the song on that ad?
Valley Fruit.
It was like a
love
pop
me
parody.
Tender.
Yeah.
Peaches, mangoes, peaches.
That's the one.
Peaches, mangoes, peaches.
Maybe.
Let's move on.
That's my favorite trio.
Let's move on. We
Metallica,
need
Megadeth, Anthrax,
sure,
and Slayer.
Obviously, of course. I could have done that in my sleep. How about we get on with a report about Elvis?
Okay. Following Elvis's huge ratings boost on the Milton Berle show, he was booked for an appearance on NBC's Steve Allen show in New York. Yes, Steve Allen. Allen introduced Elvis in a white bow tie and black tails, and Presley sang Hound Dog to a Basset Hound wearing a top hat and bow tie.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Now, some thought Allen...
That seems cruel when you think about it. That dog ain't no friend of his.
Yeah.
So mean.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Yeah.
Don't be
but
cruel.
That's not true because he's got a bow tie
he's
and
a gentlemanly
top hat.
Hound.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is so much more. Some thought Allen was trying to make Elvis look silly. but Allen later wrote that he found Presley's strange, gangly country boy charisma, his harder to find cuteness, and his charming eccentricity intriguing. And that he simply worked the singer into the comedy fabric of his program.
That sounds like something you would say decades later.
Yeah.
Now this guy's a star.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to mock him.
Totally. At the time,
didn't mean to crush his career.
He would have been thinking at the time, like, nah, it's just a fad, this stupid youth culture bullshit. Which wasn't even, like, rock and roll and stuff hadn't even really...
Yeah.
That was almost the beginning of it.
This is like... Elvis was the planking of his day, people thought. They
were
just like,
right.
Oh,
this
no.
is not going to take
it's
off.
It's like if Bieber gets really big.
Yeah, and has credibility.
I mean, he is really big, but...
But has
like,
credibility
yeah,
into the
yeah.
future. Which, you know, may still happen.
I think he does, though, right?
I think he has some, but I don't think he's got Elvis credibility.
No, it's probably true.
He's kind of... Well, maybe Elvis was loved and hated, too. Because, like, Bieber is loved, adored, but also hated.
That's true.
It's not cool to
like him. Yeah,
it'd
be interesting to see what the things that kick on. I feel like at the moment it's probably, you know, Beyonce might have staying power in that way.
Adele, I reckon, would.
Let's make some predictions.
Okay.
I reckon Adele will.
I think she won't.
Yeah, I don't think she will either. She feels a bit too... She feels like... A forgotten type, like a bit blander.
Like, I feel she'll be like, I've done all I want to do. I'm retiring.
Right. Okay. So she's going to choose. But do you think? But do you think her legacy will live on?
Yeah. I think.
Oh
that,
yeah.
Yeah. That's what I reckon. Maybe.
I think she'll be a forgotten one.
Okay.
But I reckon Beyonce will like grandkids will be listening to Beyonce at like hipster bars in whatever the new hipster town is, Eltham. That's a Melbourne reference. As everyone enjoys. Just before the show, Presley told a reporter, this is a quote, "I'm holding down on this show. I don't want to do anything to make people dislike me. I think TV is important, so I'm just going to go along. But I won't be able to give the kind of show I do in a personal appearance." And later he referred to the performance as the most ridiculous performance of his career.
The most ridiculous.
It's interesting though, because he felt like he had to jump through the hoops at the time because TV was important for his career. And then, I wonder, maybe he did because he got the huge ratings and that led to more opportunities.
That's true.
And that's a way to break through. Like you're a big underground, like huge underground dish. Oh, he's probably not underground at all, really, at that stage. But he's a huge thing. But then he goes on to these big mainstream TV shows. Where a lot of people are watching and taking notice.
Yeah, so maybe it paid off, obviously.
You guys know Ed Sullivan?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's where Letterman did his show.
Personally, ask me anything about Ed Sullivan.
Okay. What's Ed short for?
What's his address?
Edmund?
Oh, yes. Not an Edmund.
New York, New York.
Very
the
good.
Home of entertainment and the home of Ed Sullivan.
A couple of facts here. We got some New York listeners. I think they'll confirm both of those.
I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, he's a building. Does Colbert still use the theater as the Ed Sullivan
Theater?
Look,
I'm not the one on trial here. Ed Sullivan is the one on trial.
Yeah,
here.
And he is guilty. He's guilty of saying that he will never have Elvis on his show.
Wow.
Until he sees the ratings of his appearance on Alan's show, and he quickly changes his mind.
Oh, wow.
Because that was appearance on the on the Steve Allen show was the first time that he ever was outrated by Alan.
Oh,
so he's like, wow. maybe we'll rethink this whole thing.
It's my Ed Sullivan.
Hey, boys and girls, I reckon get the Colonel on the line. I reckon I'll have a little chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis Presley.
So he offered $50,000 for 3 appearances on the show, and the appearances brought the same. Elvis accepted, brought the same sort of controversy that he was sort of becoming accustomed to. And on the 3rd appearance, quite famously, he was shown only from the waist up.
Oh, yes, because so of can the see obscenity
them,
below.
Those sexy
still
hips.
See those lips, though.
Yeah. His lips were carrying a lot of the load that night. Sullivan diffused some of the controversy. Like, he really turned it around, Sullivan. Because he goes, during the show, he said to the millions of viewers that this is a decent, fine boy. We want to say we have never met we've never had a more pleasanter experience with a big name than we've had with you.
That's nice.
Pleasanter. Yeah.
More pleasanter.
Very good. More pleasanter. There's a lot wrong with that, isn't
there? So much wrong with it.
It's got to be I reckon he's not that dumb. I'm going to say that is my mistake.
No, people in the past were pretty dumb.
I'm going to call that my mistake. Oh, that's true. They didn't have the education we have now.
That's right.
Or the medical science.
Social media.
Yep.
Didn't have any of that.
Couldn't have Googled things, for sure.
Didn't have iPhones.
Now,
good contribution there, Jess.
Also objectively wrong. Some of them did have iPhones.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether it's your first ever website or your business is expanding, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website and engage with your audience.
Jess, before you jump in, Dave, can you say entrepreneurs again? It sounds so good.
Entrepreneurs.
Oh my God.
God, he's good.
Jeez.
If it feels a bit overwhelming to start your own website, don't worry. You can get help with written content on your website with Squarespace AI. Generating instant, personalized results that know and show your brand identity. You explain what your site's about, you choose your tone, you enter what you need, and you get short and long form text. How cool is that?
Oh my God, can Squarespace just do my life?
It'd be good if it could do my taxes.
Hey, you can easily manage your clients and invoices. Two things that I definitely have, from vetting leads to receiving payment via invoices in one streamlined and customizable workflow.
Sorry, Matt, can you pronounce streamlined for me again?
Streamlined.
Beautiful.
Was that closer?
Yeah, in that it was the word.
Okay.
And not streamlined. You can also sell exclusive content on your site by adding a paywall to sell membership or courses, or you can sell files that your customers can download, like PDFs, music, ebooks.
Right, Jess, can I just get you to say the word courses again?
Courses.
Nailed it. Head to squarespace.com/dogoon for a free trial and to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/dogoon.
Oh my God. All three singles that Elvis released in early 1957 went to number one on the US charts. Too Much, All Shook Up, and Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear. Man, doesn't that just sound awful? Let Me Be Your Teddy Bear. But it was a big hit.
No, it sounds great. What do you mean?
Good point. In 1958, Elvis arrives at the Memphis draft borders and is inducted into the US Army. After his physical, Elvis is put on a bus and sent to Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
Ooh, Chaffee.
Arkansas.
Fort
Arkansas.
Chaffee.
At Fort Chaffee, which is great.
So good.
Elvis receives his GI haircut.
Uh-huh.
And then he travels to Fort Hood in Texas, where he goes through basic training and remains on duty there for 6 months. After training, Presley joins the 3rd Armored Division in Freiburg, Germany.
Oh.
Over with Warnocke's mates. And apparently, Elvis is introduced to amphetamines by a sergeant and becomes practically evangelical about their benefits. Huh. Not only for energy, but for strength and weight loss as well.
Strength.
Loves that stuff.
This episode of Do Go On is brought to you by amphetamines.
Yeah.
You can lift a car. Try it.
Go to amphetamines.com/dogoon for 20% off.
No, is that a thing? Can we get some sort of
We get a little kickback from amphetamines, from big amphetamines.
What?
Of an amphetamines kickback.
I've not seen any of that money. Have you been paid for that?
It's all gone up my amphetamine snorting nose.
Matt's been putting some amphetamines in your water.
Yeah.
That's 20%. Why I feel so strong.
Yeah. Causes flip-flopping. Yeah. That's what it does.
Yeah, sorry about it. I should probably have checked with you. I just assumed that's how you would have wanted to have been paid, secretly into your water.
No, I'd just like cash into my bank account.
Well, that's very confusing. What kind of way do you do business?
I've got rent and bills to pay.
Yeah, well, you're going to be able to pay him with strength and the other weight loss.
Oh, boy.
And energy. All right. You can tell that I've got all of those things. Hey, all right.
Oh, no.
Fellow soldiers have attested to Presley's wish to be seen as an able, ordinary soldier, and despite, obviously, his fame. And he donated a lot of his army pay to charity, maybe even all of it.
Oh, wow.
Who's to say? Me, he did, all of it. While serving in the US Army in Freiburg, Germany, Presley met a 14-year-old girl named Priscilla Beaulieu.
Uh-oh. 14.
And
patted her on the head and sent her on her way.
And he's how
old? With only some amphetamines.
He'd be 20...
Unless he's also 14.
He'd be 20.
It's largely irrelevant.
He's 23.
So there's 9 years between them.
Yeah.
She's 14.
14. Mm. Yeah, I know. And they just sort of said after a 7.5 year courtship, they got married.
So when she was legal.
Legal.
Yeah, great.
Oh, that's so creepy, though.
Yeah.
Imagine going back to your friends and be like, guys, met a lady and I'm really happy and great, you just bring her out. Oh, she's got homework, but maybe another time.
Yeah. Unlike university 14. Homework, yeah, absolutely.
No, you're 9, so.
Yeah, something, and it's just, it's funny that it's just sort of accepted that that's fine. It's never talked about that he was a bit weird.
Yeah, that's never, I didn't know that she was so young.
But I mean, it did say, all it said was that he met her then, so maybe...
Maybe nothing.
Maybe it was just like
after a 7 year courtship.
Yeah, 7 or 8. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know.
Unless he waited until she was legal and then they got married when he was like 50.
Wait, that's
not quite right.
9 years is converted to 30.
Yeah, but then they had a 7 year courtship after she was legal. So
that's 50.
50.
Mm. Oh,
yeah, see. Yeah.
My maths is awful. We really are missing Dave.
Amphetamines really ages you. I don't know. It's a hell of a drug.
He's only 10 years older than
it's a hell of a drug. Mm. There were fears that Elvis's time in the army... He was in the army for 2 years, right? Uh-huh. And there were fears that that would finish his career, that much time out of the spotlight.
What if he gets a hip injury or a lip injury?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Imagine if he got shot through the lip.
A lip... Limjury? Lipjury.
Yeah, lipjury.
as worth stopping you.
That is like a classic podcasting joke formula is you say a couple of words and then you join them together.
You portmanteau them.
You portmanteau and then everyone stops and laughs. Never fully got it, but geez, it goes on. It's a real scourge on the podcasting environment. But no, I like that.
Yeah, that
I
was
like
a good
your one.
Yeah.
I think yours was so bad it was good. It's the ones that work really well. They're the ones that suck.
Just go on with your silly little report.
So yeah, there were fears during that his 2 years were going to kill off his career. Oh no! After last week, don't be sad because I'm not strong enough to handle the Twitter backlash.
They don't like a sad Jess.
They do not. Yeah. It's really. There are some people I can't handle when they're sad, and because you're like, no, I need you to be. You're always happy, and then that's the basis. And if you're sad, then everything's fucked. And I reckon that's what people feel like. And that's why they all turned on Dave. Jeez, they turned on Dave. Apart from a couple who agreed that Irish dancing is stupid. Which, I mean, surely everyone can agree on that. But anyway, all right. Portmanteau.
They're fun.
They're great fun, aren't they?
You know what else is fun?
Fortmanteau. Fun portmanteau.
Fun portmanteau.
You know what else is fun?
What's that?
Getting on with the report.
Oh no! Don't do it, Jess. She's smiling and having a great time. Everybody, Nick, tell them.
No, smile's fading. Smile's fading. It was there. Yeah, we're back to sad Jess.
Oh no,
Sess. That's what I call her. Yeah.
Oh no, no, no. So there were fears that it was going to be a career killer. This whole war thing. Mm. Army thing.
This whole war thing.
Oh, this whole bloody war thing.
But did you know, here's a fun fact, that in those 2 years, I'm pretty sure that his twin brother covered for him.
Nobody even knew that he was gone.
Nobody
knew he was in the war.
That's right, yeah.
I think you're right, because I remember hearing about Elvis performing at that time. Mm. And I think it was his brother.
It's his twin brother.
There were fears that Elvis's time in the army would finish his career.
can't believe you're cutting that out. Keep it in, Matt.
No.
All right.
But during his two years away from the limelight, RCA regularly released music that they had banked up of his, including 10 top 40 hits.
Wow.
10 top 40 hits like offcuts from previous recordings.
That's great.
Including hits like Wear a Ring Around Your Neck. Hmm. And then the number one hit, A Big Hunk A Love.
Hunk of Burning Love.
Yeah. Which is a good one, right? That's one of the...
I always think of that late period Elvis, where he's real big and fat. And he's got
the big white jumpsuit. Yeah. Mm. In 1960, Elvis was discharged from the army. And in the years immediately following, he just maintained the huge success, even bigger than when he was away, funnily enough. Just weeks after returning home, he entered the Nashville studio. And that session yielded the single Stuck on You, which was rushed into release and quickly hit the top of the charts. I don't know if I know that song.
Never heard of it.
Mm-mm.
I know the...
I'm stuck on you, slowly creeping back. You know that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, that does ring a bell, actually. Mm. So it's slowly coming back into my head. 2 weeks later, another recording session included two of his biggest singles, It's Now or Never and Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Very good.
So he's come back and he's just like dropping fire everywhere. Uh-huh. A review of the album came out from these sessions. The album that came out from these sessions, the review said that Elvis's singing wasn't sexy. It was pornographic. And music historian John Robertson described Elvis on this record as many things, including a flirtatious teenage idol with a heart of gold, a tempestuous, dangerous lover, a gut bucket blues singer, and a sophisticated nightclub entertainer, and a raucous rocker.
Gut bucket.
Yeah.
Gut bucket.
Gut bucket.
Took that one to heart in later years, I feel.
Yeah. Gut bucket.
Gut bucket.
I love that.
Yeah, I've never heard that. Bucket. Gut bucket.
I don't get it, but I really like it.
Dibs on the nickname, guys.
Damn it.
I'm taking it.
You know I love nicknames.
I reckon it works better.
Gut bucket.
On Mason.
Yeah, it probably does. I couldn't be a gut
The gut bucket.
Hey, it's me, big fat party animal, gut bucket Mason.
And also, if I walked in, everyone was like, hey, gut bucket. Hey, that's so mean. Why are you calling
But if they say it to Nick, it's not.
Nah. Look at him.
Guys.
Look at his little gut bucket.
I've regretted my choice, but I claimed it, so.
You claimed it. You got him. Yeah. Gut bucket.
The Colonel scored Presley a deal to appeal... oh, my God. Reading is hard. Mm. The Colonel scored Presley a deal to appear on the Frank Sinatra Timex special for an unheard of $125,000 fee for only 8 minutes of singing. Mm. That's good money even today.
Even today, even I'd take today, that. Yeah. I'd take that.
I'd take that. Mm. I'd take that. The show was another ratings bonanza. Elvis rode this wave of...
What great words in this report, I must
bonanza.
Say.
Bonanza. Gut bucket. End of list.
Elvis rode a wave...
Portmanteau.
Can you... What's a portmanteau of gut bucket and bonanza?
Oh.
Okay, now you're just being ridiculous.
Gunanza. That's even... You've created a... It's worth more than the sum of its parts or whatever. Yeah. Elvis rode this wave of success through the early 60s, and he went back to starring in hit movies like he had prior to his army days. I don't think I mentioned it, but he was in movies just before the army, like Love Me Tender and Jailhouse Rock in the sort of mid to late 50s. The Colonel encouraged Elvis to continue to make movies, almost to his detriment.
Almost
definitely.
As if he had some sort of financial stake in it.
It's like, just smash them out. Oh, they suck. Yeah, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Elvis was like, I want to make some serious ones. And he did make a couple of more serious dramatic movies, and they flopped. So he went back to these sort of romantic comedy, I'm in a Hawaiian shirt.
Exactly. And he's always just sitting there, and there's guitar just there. And they're like, come on, Elvis, play us a little tune.
Everything I remember is from midday movies. It's either that or he's like some sort of daredevil motorcyclist.
I was just going to say that. There's one where he's
spinning around
up a wall on a motorcycle. Oh, good times.
But as the 60s wore on, they became more and more formulaic and less successful. Many of the earlier ones did have hit soundtracks, but they also became less and less successful as the decade wore on. And these movies started to really take their toll on Presley's reputation. He eventually was starting to be seen as a bit of a joke.
Uh-huh.
Like his music cred was waning, and he was seen as just being a has-been.
Who's Wayne? Yeah, now again, worth interrupting.
It's probably that third brother.
Yeah.
Wayne Presley.
What would Wayne's middle name have been? You got Aaron.
Sparron.
Garen.
Sparron.
Sparron. Wayne Sparron Presley. That's cool.
So,
who was unfortunately barren.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
In 1967, he marries Priscilla Presley, who was the child.
Of age at the
16
time.
Years old, great.
In Las Vegas, Nevada, at a casino.
Is that why there's so many the Elvis Aladdin impersonators casino. That you can get married by Elvis in Vegas because he got married by Elvis
Must
in
be.
Vegas?
That's got something to do with it, I reckon.
That's got
to
be.
He was more and more connected to Vegas in his later years. Married life didn't change Elvis's stalling career, unfortunately. The soundtrack flops started to really pile up. And with this, the Colonel, way later than he should have, realised that it was not good for his career, and he shifted his attention back to TV.
I've just built my 24-carat gold mansion, and I've finally realised that this isn't good for you.
Yeah,
it's a coincidence.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, because now, I mean, your reputation... was copping a hit for a while, and now I'm also not making much money out of you.
Yeah.
So I think we should do what's best for you and turn our attention back to TV. But it was a great move because he made a deal with NBC to do Elvis's first TV appearance in 8 years with a Christmas special. It was called simply Elvis. And it was called Elvis.
Uh-huh.
The simply was just me telling, look... Let's not go
tonight on NBC, simply called Elvis.
Nah, it's called Elvis, me saying simply, oh no.
Oh no.
That's at 11.
This is the end for me, NBC announcer man. It's not my name.
It's Wayne. My name's Wayne.
Ah, that's Wayne. I knew it was going to appear
Wayne
soon.
Wayne Sparron.
I'm your long lost triplet twin.
Oh.
Oh, what? Wait, that got it? All right.
Bit far, mate.
Yeah, come on, mate.
You might have... This was the one that doesn't... okay. You might be familiar with this. I had seen footage of this concert. It was where he was wearing that leather, like full black leather.
Yes, I have seen that, yeah.
And it...
Concert or porno?
Well, you know. the way he sings.
It's got to be Elvis porn.
Yeah, oh, there must be.
There must be. Meso's, he's Googling.
Closing the Tom Parker page.
Open up Elvis porn.
It was in front of just a small audience, but it was the NBC's highest rating show of that season.
Quite a lot of Elvis. Yeah, there's a lot of Elvis.
Give us your top couple.
Nah, probably shouldn't.
I'm not saying explain what's happening. Just give us the title.
Well, this one just says Elvis XXX, a porn parody, and it says scene one. So presumably,
Elvis XXX, a porn parody.
Yeah,
it's a parody of porn.
Okay, that's a confusing title. Right.
Not of Elvis.
That's a very confusing title.
It's like a scary movie of porn.
Yeah, it's like, oh God.
Leslie Nielsen's in it.
How silly is porn? That's what it is.
I went Google image search Elvis porn, and it's exactly what you'd expect, except for like the 10th image down is a giant Eddie Murphy head on wheels.
On wheels?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Promotion for the film Meet Dave, one would assume.
Right. Which was an Elvis parody porn.
Yeah,
movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
So a writer named John Landau wrote about this special. There is something magical about watching a man who has lost himself find his way back home. He sang with a kind of power people no longer expect of rock and roll singers. He moved his body with a lack of pretension and effort that must have made Jim Morrison green with envy. I love it when people can get a dig in at someone they don't like.
That's right, yeah.
In so a positive good. Review.
Man, that's that. His performance must have made my high school English teacher just regret her life choices and regret being mean to me.
Yeah. So that special would
nah,
be...
Nah, she killed herself.
Oh, jeez.
So there's that.
Special would become known as the 68 Comeback Special.
Is she laughing at the death of a beloved educator? What's she laughing about?
You just
who's
never know what's going
to
hit with Jeff.
No, that's right, yeah.
Sounded like a porn title.
Oh. 69 Comeback Special.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. 68, yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
so, I mean, it was, yeah, it was close to being something.
I know, but there was an explosive laugh that I didn't expect. I'm sorry.
You haven't done one of those in a while. Off the back...
Yeah, because Dave makes me laugh.
I used to make you laugh.
What changed, guys? This is an intervention for you two. It's why Dave's off at Nazi camp or whatever. He wanted me to come in and
maybe
and
Matt and I need
this.
Some space. Maybe Matt needs to fuck off for an episode.
Wow.
So I can really miss him, you know?
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. Absence, heart grow fonder.
Exactly.
I mean, we haven't seen each other for a month, but...
That's true.
More time is needed.
Yeah.
Off the back... Oh, because during that month, we were just releasing stuff we had up our sleeve that we recorded from the RCA recordings.
Much like Elvis,
and they all
yeah.
went top 40. Off the back of the success of the special, Elvis was booked to perform at the brand new International Hotel in Las Vegas, which boasted the largest showroom in the whole city for 57 shows over 4 weeks.
What?
57 shows over 4 weeks.
57 shows
oh,
over
we need
4 weeks.
That's like 15 math skills.
Wait. So 4 weeks. So that's like 20 a week.
Yeah.
It's 4 shows a day for 5. That's a lot
four
of shows.
Sevens,
I mean, it's an
yeah.
uneven number of shows, but maybe it's a matinee.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
Probably
yeah,
a matinee.
Yeah. Oh, that would suck.
I think it's 2 a day.
Yeah, what? Look, my maths isn't very good. If
oh,
I'm
look, but I'm not. Anyway.
That's.
Doesn't matter. It's a lot of shows.
2 days, yeah. 14 a week.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's
It's every day. It's a lot.
How many gigs have you done this year, Jess?
This year?
In 9 months?
102.
Yeah.
104.
So he did more than Ooh. Half of that in a ninth of the time.
Yeah. You're still keeping count. Isn't that adorable?
Yeah, I am adorable. Thank you for noticing.
Adorable.
The run was a huge success.
Mm.
Presley was back, baby, I've written down.
That's amazing. I'm glad you wrote that down.
At a pref...
And I reckon when you wrote that, you thought, and here I'll say, Presley was back, baby!
Yeah.
But instead what you said, Presley was back, baby, I've written down. So, that's good.
Don't give us a peek behind the curtain. Just let
well,
it
Well, the funny thing is, because I wrote it so late last night, I was pretty delirious. I don't remember a lot of this. I mean, I wrote it so recently.
Yeah.
But I still... Anyway... Cool.
Wasn't 12 hours ago.
Wasn't.
It. No.
It wasn't. At the press conference after the opening show, journalists referred to him as the king, But Presley gestured towards Fats Domino, who was also in the room at the time, obviously, and said,
just
no.
Just a picture of me carried with him at all times.
Yeah. Said, no, that's the real king of rock and roll. Humble.
Mm.
Humble
I
king.
Mean, wrong, certainly. I mean, name a Fats Domino song.
1-3-1-1-6 Pizza Hut delivery.
Fats Domino. Well, maybe that, but that's the thing. I guess that's what he's saying. He's like, I'm getting all the attention because I'm a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this guy is like, he was huge, Fats Domino.
Yeah.
All I know, the main thing I know about him is that Chubby Checker kind of ripped off his name and had a big hit. Fats Domino.
That's
a weird fact.
I'd never even made that connection. No, that's actually funny. Amazing.
I hadn't until someone pointed it out in a very similar manner.
On a podcast.
It was weird. It's the only thing they said to me the whole time.
a weird podcast.
It was really weird. They're just like, shh, no, that's all we brought you here for.
Get out.
Get out of here. The next day, the Colonel negotiated a 5-year contract for Presley to play each Feb and August at the International Hotel for the huge sum of $1 million a year.
Feb and August, so like all of Feb, all
August? Yeah, so it'd be similar to his 4-week crazy deals.
Fuck, I'd do that.
For $1 million, yeah. 10 months off, that's your full-time job.
That'd be fun. The Colonel, what would you do for $1 million, Jess? Would you perform a bloody sold-out rock and roll tour? Is that what you'd do, eh? Is that what you, would you do that?
I love it when people say something. I reckon I'd do that thing that everyone would do.
Right, yeah.
You would do that for $1 million.
You'd do gigs to packed out audiences for 2 months of the year for $1 million, would you? You know what? I would.
Hey, Jess, the only thing is there's nothing guaranteeing packed out audiences. So I think...
I think I'm guaranteeing packed out audiences.
Okay.
I'm Elvis Presley. I'm Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay. You're Elvis Presley. I get it. In 1970, Presley organized to meet the then president of the US, who you guys would know.
What year was this?
1970.
Nixon?
It was Nixon.
Yeah, okay.
I would not have known that. So that is a good get. And in this meeting, I think it's kind of a famous meeting where he asked for a badge. He asked for a narcotics.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, like a DEA badge.
DEA badge, yeah. Okay. And he also was talking about how patriotic he was and how he had contempt for the hippies and the drug culture.
Mr. Amphetamines. Yeah.
And Mr. Worldwide. Mr. Amphetamines was his thing. I think I'm still a bit jet lagged.
Jess lagged.
Yeah.
Is that one?
No.
That's pretty good though.
Yeah.
It's close. Mm-hmm. If jet lagged was one word, then it would be.
True.
Is jet lag one word? I reckon that might be a portmanteau. Portmanteau. Okay. So
Shortmanteau. That's a Jess Perkins related portmanteau.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Shortmanteau.
Because I'm a short man?
Yeah.
Well played. I am short for a man.
Yeah. Mm. So in this meeting, he was talking about how he's not in it. He's like, yeah, drug culture and that sort of stuff is no good. Apparently Nixon found it really awkward. Like, and I definitely don't know this at all, but it just feels like Elvis was high.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't have no reason to believe that apart from that's just he just sounds like he's been really weird.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, be cool. What's something a man who's really high on drugs wouldn't do? He'd ask for a drug enforcement agency badge.
Yes. Mm. And he'll also say to the president that the Beatles exemplify a trend of anti-Americanism and drug abuse in popular culture. He just threw the Beatles under the bus.
What would a man who's on drugs not do? Throw the Beatles under the bus.
And apparently they'd hung out a few years earlier, the Beatles and Elvis, and had a good time, did some stuff together.
You know what you never mentioned either is when Elvis met Forrest Gump.
It's very true,
when
yeah.
he stayed at the house.
Okay.
Elvis stayed at the house. Yeah, you mentioned that in the formative years of Elvis' career.
Oh, that's in the fun facts, but you've ticked it off now.
No!
You said it better than I was going to.
Oh, no!
And in a lot of ways, it wasn't in the fun facts.
There we go.
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's a thing.
Okay. Paul McCartney later said that he felt betrayed by Elvis.
Aww.
And he said something like, he said in a nice sort of like, you know, those little sassy tags.
You better do the accent.
And you have to say, I'm Paul McCartney from the Beatles and...
All right, let me find the exact quote, though. And, yeah.
I endorse this
message. That's what it... Yeah, yeah.
All right, wait, give me the Paul McCartney, give me a word or something to get me in.
Beatles.
Beatles, okay, yep, thank you.
Yeah.
The great joke was that we were taking illegal drugs and look what happened to him.
I'm sorry. Who was that? Who was that that was speaking?
It's no way of knowing.
It's no way of knowing.
The great joke. Yeah. Well, I think I nailed it. I don't know what you guys are going on about, but I think I fucking smacked it.
That's why I always start my messages with, I'm Jess Perkins, and...
I'm here to say...
Oh, wait, no, hang on. No, wait, I forgot about the instruction.
Jess Perkins, and I'm here I rap everything.
Yeah. What was I meant to say?
I'm Paul McCartney, and...
At the start. Okay, great. I can do that. Even better. I feel a bit betrayed. I am Paul McCartney.
Good.
And the great joke was that we were taking drugs and look what happened to him.
I like the I feel betrayed. I'm Paul McCartney. And that's great.
Do you think I probably smashed it?
I think it was better the first time.
I don't know.
I think maybe you should stay in the room and not leave and let Paul McCartney come in and say that, which he just did, and then he leaves.
Show business secrets, Nick.
Because we were just asking you to do an impression, not get Paul McCartney in the studio.
You've blown the budget, mate.
Well, don't you think that was a bit of fun having him in?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of fun, actually, yeah.
If only I'd paid him to hang around a little longer.
He shook my left hand because we're both left-handed.
Are you now all shook up?
Oh,
this is fucked.
Yep.
Every time I do this, it feels like the worst thing that we've ever done. Are we really? Are we just like...
Yeah, it gets worse.
Well, I'm happy to be here as part of the worst podcast
Oh, I'm so sorry, Nick. Everything you've done has been fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I'm coming up to the end here.
Great.
He's about to die.
Wow.
Spoilers. Oh, no.
Spoilers.
By the early 1970s, Presley's marriage was falling apart
with
Priscilla, and he was starting to get around town a bit.
Wow.
Priscilla also... Did I talk about earlier how the army helped Elvis get into karate?
No, but that sounds great.
Yeah. Someone at the army got him, and he started studying karate, and
I'm
got right into it.
Fat Elvis doing karate too.
Yeah.
Well, you may well, because he started incorporating karate into his later stage shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of chops.
Oh, God, that's...
Yeah, there's a lot of stances and a lot of chops.
Yeah.
That's so great. Your face is the best part.
And it's
rage and confusion.
That is Elvis' lip.
Yeah.
That is perfect Elvis' lip impersonation.
I missed it.
It's a full face lip impersonation. You're bringing everything in.
Thank you.
He really commits.
So Elvis, he got right into karate, and he actually recommended a karate instructor to Priscilla at one point during their marriage.
Oh, no.
And the sexiest one in town as well.
Yeah, and it went that way, and Priscilla and the karate man,
What'd they do?
They
get coffee?
No, I want. I think Nick knows where this is going. I want him to tell us... But incorporate somehow some sort of a karate terminology into the
get best friend euphemism. Bracelets.
Oh.
Give us a karate euphemism.
The old roundhouse kick to the vagina. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Jess is on board.
I was hoping it was going to be clearer than that.
Oh, sorry.
He's away. He always leaves it. He leaves it vague.
Yeah, sorry about that, yeah.
So, I guess that's the way you can still...
You kicked her in the vagina? That's so aggressive and mean.
That's how Maiso keeps
a G rating on everything he does. Is he's able to hide his references so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've got an explicit rating on this podcast.
You could have just said,
No.
Made love. But
made if a you beautiful want, connection.
They made a beautiful connection. The two hearts beated together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, in it goes. Jess is putting her finger dick into her hand mutt.
Wow.
You know how
let me tell you, Elvis did not earn. Wait, Priscilla didn't. Wait, the karate instructor did not earn his black belt in blue balls.
Well, that's
there we go. Finally found enough. One.
Yeah,
because they did it.
Yeah, they did it. They had the sex.
And there was alliteration in there as well, yeah. And there was a lot going on. Yeah. A lot to like about that.
Check.
So yeah, their marriage was falling apart. And around this time. Some people said that Elvis never really recovered from the breakup, but he obviously played a big part in it himself.
Yeah.
Like,
are you blaming the victim?
Yeah. No, he was having an affair.
Oh, yeah, okay, fair enough then.
That, I think Priscilla's thing might have happened after he'd had multiple affairs, so... Yeah, sorry, that was not. But along with that, he was also struggling with other personal problems, including an addiction to prescription drugs.
But their prescription...
Yeah, doctors, they are prescribed. Yeah, doctors know what they're doing.
Yeah, there's
that's all right.
Same as Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
or...
he got them from Dr. Tom Parker. But that guy's qualified. I think
He's got a lot of different qualifications. Yeah. That guy. Mm. What is a kernel? Is there like a kernel spelled like that? Is there
so part of the corn?
The corn. Right. I can't think of. Is there an actual army, or is that just an old like Wild West thing?
No, you can be a colonel
in the Australian Army, or just in American Army.
Who's to say?
Yeah,
there's no way of knowing. There's no way of knowing.
That's his way of saying he doesn't know.
No.
Who's to say?
Mm.
Who's to say? I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't know. Yeah.
That's so well hidden.
Just sneaky.
Mm. Very sneaky.
Who's to say?
I'm like, that's a good question. I mean, you could say.
You could say. Matthew.
Oh, so he turned that back on you.
Yeah.
Not bad.
There is no colonel in the Australian Army. I just looked it up.
How did you Google that so fast?
Well, I mean, I will Google it later, and if it's not true, I'll edit it out.
Nice. Yeah. Smooth.
It's sort of like that trick they did in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Where they went through time. Yeah.
But you know that bit where he's like, I need something here right now. Leave in the future, leave in the past, leave a thing here. And then the thing was there. That's fucking Jesus. All right, it definitely will be edited out.
That's fucking Jesus.
I mean, in the end, isn't that what life is?
Mm. It's about fucking Jesus.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. Oh, that.
Get your black belt in that.
Got my black belt in fucking Jesus.
If we hadn't lost American before now, with the hand mutt call, I think fucking Jesus might have really finished him off. Anyway, thanks. Now that America's gone.
There we go.
I
don't think baseball's that good of a sport.
Now we can drop some truth.
That's right.
No, I reckon we just finish it there.
Yeah,
good. You guys have had a good run anyway.
Yeah.
Last episode.
Despite his personal troubles, he remained a popular draw in Las Vegas and continued touring. And he performed his last concert in June 1977 in Indianapolis. After the concert, he returned home to his Memphis mansion in Graceland to prepare another tour.
And he went on another tour after that.
No, I've already spoiled that, I think, by saying that show was his last one.
Oh, but not his last tour.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Let's find out.
Okay, cool.
Sometime in the morning of August 16, 1977, Presley died of heart failure at the age of 42.
Oh, no.
It seemed, to me, it seems in those old... I love those celebrities from the olden days.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, he must have lived till 60 because... Right. How many... He looks so different through his career.
Right,
but that was only 20 years.
Mm.
From that, like, that skinny hot guy to the...
Fat hot guy.
Fat hot guy with the big mutton chops. Ugh. Or whatever those were, sideburns. All right? Let's not fucking get bogged down in the detail. That's not what this is about. It was later ruled that his death was related to his prescription drug use. And Presley was buried on the Graceland property near the gravesites of his mother... And father and grandmother, who has a cracking name, Minnie May Hood Presley.
Ah,
Minnie May Hood.
Minnie May Hood.
Minnie May Hood. She may not. I guess. I don't know. What? That feels like her parents must have been celebrities to name her something stupid like Minnie Mae Hood.
That's a cute name. Minnie Mae.
Oh, Minnie Mae's fine, but why would you... With a Hood?
Well, maybe Hood was the surname and then she just like hyphenated Hood Presley.
That's probably true. Fuck.
Minnie Mae is adorable. Shotgun that nickname.
All right.
All right, Minnie Mae.
Well, who am I again? Gut Bucket.
Gut Bucket. Nice. Gut Bucket and Minnie Mae.
Oh, yeah.
Here is some stuff.
So...
Did he die on the toilet?
That was going to be the question.
No.
Ah!
Did he die eating a peanut butter and banana sandwich?
No. I think that's... I think the rumor was that he was eating a cheeseburger.
Well, he was eating something on the toilet, I thought.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, eating one of his crazy cheeseburgers on the toilet.
Why eat on the toilet?
But it's
efficient.
He is
efficient.
He had been on the toilet, but he...
Look, we've all been on the toilet, right?
Sometimes.
Don't denigrate the man for being on the toilet when we've all, at some point in our lives, been on the toilet. I've been on the toilet.
At some point during the day that he died, he was on the toilet.
You were so open. Monster. That's why it's great to have you on the show. Yeah. You're so free and easy.
Dave would never mention being on the toilet.
Yeah. I was on the toilet before I came here.
Oh, Jess, too much.
I kind of need to go on the toilet again.
Hell,
go on the toilet.
But it... I just, because I had said that he didn't die in the toilet. I didn't want to make
just
it. I didn't want
wheeze.
Anyone thinking.
Just for wheeze,
all right,
way.
Look, all right. Fine.
Okay. If anything, that's worse.
If anything. Ugh. Gross. But he'd fallen off the toilet and died on the bathroom floor.
Uh-huh.
So
where he lay in a pool of his own vomit.
Pants still around his ankles then? I would assume.
No, because it'd be jumpsuit, so totally naked. It'd be
but
all
it's
the
around
way.
His ankle, so he couldn't move.
Yeah.
So he died on the toilet. He died on the toilet.
Yeah, he died.
The death started when he was still on the toilet, because he fell off it. Elvis died on the toilet.
Okay, sure.
In a way, all our deaths start on the toilet. Careful.
That's true.
Ooh.
I'll never go to the toilet again. Throughout his amazing career, Presley won 3 Grammy Awards and 18 number one singles. 3 Grammy Awards
seems low. Yeah.
And they were for weird... Oh, man, they were for the weirdest things. I wish I'd written down the...
Would have made sense to.
Oh, in some ways. he won... So one of his Grammy Awards was for Best Inspirational Performance.
What?
Huh.
I don't think they have that Grammy anymore.
No.
Is that like a gospel thing?
Yeah, I guess so. They were all for gospel recordings, all three.
Okay.
He had 14 nominations altogether. So yeah, but now I think there's more awards, but less weird specific ones like that. Because you remember that famous photo of Norah Jones just hugging like 8.
10 Grammys, yeah.
It's just
that's
like,
right.
They just hand them out for so many things now. Mm-hmm. So I imagine if Elvis was going around now, he would have won 4 or 5. Yeah. 6. And he had countless gold and platinum albums. Like, in some way, I'd just cut and paste that, because I imagine that they would be a countable number.
Oh, absolutely.
Countless, they've said, but...
No, disagree.
I disagree. He was one of the first performers inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986. In 1998, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. And in 2001, he was inducted into the Gospel Music Association's Gospel Music Hall of Fame. So he's like... In some ways, he's his own million-dollar quartet. That was only 3, wasn't it? He's in a lot of halls.
He's in a lot of halls.
So I had a chance to write some fun facts because Jess Perkins was late today.
Yeah, I got lost.
So I've got a few quick fun facts to finish off, which we haven't done in ages, but that used to be a really...
Is that because the episodes have become less fun for you guys?
Yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's really become a grind.
Yep, We've lost the joy.
So, here are some of them. Elvis didn't write any of his own songs.
What?
I actually
feel kind of cheated.
Yeah.
He did receive a few co-writer credits.
Uh-huh.
But they were for, like, not for... He really didn't write the songs.
He wrote some uh-huhs.
Yeah, yeah. And often it was like, Elvis will sing your song.
Yep.
But he needs a co-writer credit or something like that. Uh-huh. So, it's just a deal like that. But apparently one time, this is what he said in 1957... I've never even had an idea for a song. Just once, maybe. I went to bed one night, had a dream, and woke up all shook up. I phoned a pal and told him about it. By morning, he had a new song, which was called...
Heartbreak Hotel. Were you going to do a joke there? Because I swept in. I swept in Matt Stewart. I took your joke.
Fuck you, man.
I wasn't. No, I was going to... It was all shook up. But oh. I did sort of pause thinking, someone should do a joke here. And you did, and you didn't disappoint. Because it was really... That was a real setup for like a... It was a real, like, just a lob.
Yeah, it was a...
And you're...
It's a low ball.
You're a real... You've got a sweet... You got a big middle spot, big sweet spot in your racket. And yeah. You just creamed it.
Thank you.
I didn't even see it go by.
That's right.
But it's love 40.
Yeah. Hit it for six.
Yep.
Yeah. Sports.
Out of the stadium.
Whoa.
Elvis... Oh, here's another fun fact. If you thought that one was fun.
Here we go.
Did you? Did you think that was fun?
I know, it's pretty fun.
Fun fact.
That's pretty fun.
Elvis bought Graceland when he was only 22.
I should have said all shook up and acted like it was a joke. I've been really...
Anyway, Graceland, bought at 22.
Yeah, he bought Graceland at 22, just over 100,000. The Memphis mansion was his home base for 2 decades, like the majority, like his whole adult life. It was built in 1939 by Dr. Thomas Moore and his wife, Ruth, on land that had once been part of this big farm named Graceland in honor of the original owner's daughter Grace. Who was cute. Ruth Moore's great aunt. So when Elvis bought the place, he just kept the name.
That's nice.
You think it's normally something like that, you'd be like, all right, I'm coming in, I'm calling it
Elvis City.
Yeah. Heartbreak Hotel.
Yeah, totally.
Up top. Yeah. Totally. Got him again. Got you again, Stuart.
You dumb shit.
He made many additions to the property, though. Didn't change the name, but made some additions, including the music-themed iron entrance gates, which are kind of iconic, and also a jungle room,
which included
an indoor waterfall, and also made a racquetball building.
Sure.
Five years after he died at Graceland, his ex-wife Priscilla... Off the toilet.
Immediately off the toilet.
Yeah.
Just off the toilet.
Off the toilet.
Toilet adjacent.
Because gravity took over and he fell off the toilet.
You can't be, you're either off the toilet or you're on the toilet, Jess,
yeah,
in
just
life.
Saying,
and he was off the toilet.
All right. Mm.
He was on the floor. If you're keen for him to be on something, it was methamphetamines and the floor.
Yeah.
And 14-year-old girls.
Oh, fuck. It sucks that, like, so many famous people in the olden days were just fucked.
Yeah.
I imagine we're going to find out that it's the same now, but
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
His ex-wife Priscilla, 5 years after Elvis died, she opened the estate up to the public for tours, and something like 600,000 fans now get through there every year. And Elvis's only child, Lisa Marie Presley, who I never mentioned, inherited Graceland when she was 25, and she continues to operate it today.
Mm.
Lisa Marie, who was... Did she marry Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Or had a relationship? So. Was she? Is she Blanket's mum? Maybe.
Well, that's the perils of fame once again.
Yeah.
We'll always be famous, so... Name a kid Blanket.
Did he? Was it actually named Blanket?
No, absolutely not.
That was just
not, no.
Because he wore a blanket on his head.
Yeah.
The final one, this one, these fun facts are from history.com. This final one, Elvis never performed outside of North America.
Really?
But
he's still so big.
Yeah. An estimated 40% of his music sales were outside the US. However, apart from a couple of concerts in Canada in 1957, he never performed on foreign soil at all. And a number of sources have suggested that Elvis's manager, Colonel Parker, turned down many lucrative offers for the singer to perform abroad because he was an illegal immigrant and feared he wouldn't be allowed back into the US if he travelled overseas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That is a fun fact.
That's a fun fact. That's the fun fact to finish.
That's a good one.
Good work.
Wow, and that was the story of
the
Johnny
life and
Cash.
Death of. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's right.
What?
Weren't you paying any attention?
No.
Good.
Because now I'm playing you.
Oh.
I am so messed up in this. I don't even know who I am anymore.
Did we? No one turn. I thought you were really going to fall in love with Elvis or turn on him at one point.
No,
oh, you kind of turned on him when he became a pedophile.
When he became one?
I guess, yeah, it was always in him.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Hey, Nick, thanks so much for sitting through this.
That's been a pleasure. I had a really good time. I laughed and I learned.
We're sorry.
I think next time you come in, it would be great for you to take the reins because you are much better with the reins in your hands.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
I feel like he just said you were shit now.
That's true. He did, didn't he? Yeah. Oh, no,
It was meant to be the other way around. Don't project.
Better than you.
Don't project, Jess. I was saying better than
me. Gotcha. Yeah. Well, you should have worded that better.
Okay.
Look, we're all great at podcasting and being best friends.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, how does Dave usually finish? Because I've usually switched off.
Well, normally when we have a guest, we talk about the things that they can see them in.
Oh, great. Okay. Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah. Hey, Meso, what things can we see
I'm on a podcast
in?
Called The Weekly Planet, which like
Weekly Planet.
Correct. That's how it starts. Yeah.
Something movie sounds up your butthole.
It does feature that, yeah. It's in the
Weekly Planet.
Yeah.
I really thought I would have known all the words.
No, it really gets in there. Yeah, so it's a podcast about your big superhero movies and your comic books and your TV shows.
I've learned
like a lot of podcasts.
Nearly everything I know about all that stuff from that show and the episode where Nick came on here last time and talked about Marvel.
I think a lot of our listeners are fans of yours as well. So,
thank you, listeners of this show.
Yeah, you do have a lot of fans.
Mm. So really, it's kind of selfish of us to have you on here because we're just like, oh, maybe we'll get more listeners.
Jess.
Should get more listeners.
But good to have you. But
Jess, you're making that sound a little grotty.
it's just pee talk and... being on podcasts. I'm a big fan of this podcast. I listen to it every week.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Sometimes late at night in my car eating bad fast food.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's right. You're my little fast food friends.
Yes!
That's really nice.
Yeah, I'm so okay with that.
Yeah, it's good.
Next time you're doing that, can you just send me a picture?
Yes.
Of like you sitting in your car with your dirty food. Because there's no judgment here. It's not shame eating when I'm involved.
Yeah.
No, it is though. I shame eat a lot. So, yeah, thank you for coming.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. And this is our first one in the new studio.
Mm. Yeah, let me tell you.
It's not built yet.
No.
Well, I mean, it's our first one near the new studio.
Right, yeah.
New studio adjacent. We're in a room nearby it.
Yeah.
So that's not bad. So that'll be exciting.
This is the Elvis off the toilet of recording this podcast because it's near. It's near the studio.
You'll have to come back another time when we have the new studio.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah.
Matt, did you also want to maybe mention your...
Oh, yes. I've got a fringe show. If you're in Melbourne, I've got a fringe show coming up. It's my first solo hour show, and it is at the Courthouse Hotel in North Melbourne from the 26th of September for 1 week.
Very good.
8:30 shows, and it's going to be, well, you know me.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be...
It's going to be really
it's gonna
good.
It's going to be me.
What's it called, Matt?
It's called Pretty Dry.
For a white guy.
Nice.
That's not the name. It's just called Pretty Dry, but I just thought of it.
You made it
sorry.
So fucked.
We'll put up.
It's really the idea is that when people ask what my style of comedy is, I'm like, I guess it's pretty dry.
Yeah, for a white guy.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you should have really gone for that. You should have run the
idea past. No, I'm glad I did not. I'm just, I'm annoyed that people might think that is what it is.
It's not.
For a white guy.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yes!
Could you turn off your zing machine for 2 seconds?
I can't. It comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
For a white guy. No, I lost it. We'll put up links and stuff on our Facebook page and Twitter and all that jazz about that, so we'll can share that around. Okay, Maddie? Oh, you've gone all quiet now.
Okay, Jess.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I'm trying to pick up Dave's level of enthusiasm.
Mm.
You can, if you've got a suggestion for us, you can get in contact with us on Twitter, at DoGoOnPod, via email, DoGoOnPod@gmail.com. We've got Facebook. You can send us a carrier pigeon or just telepathy.
And what's your...
Let's try that.
I'm loud all of a sudden. And Nick Mason's Twitter handle is at Wikipedia Brown.
Which is a sweet joke that no one gets anymore.
No, but someone got it. Last time you were on, Dave got it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was because it was some... Wikipedia's the new version. It's like Encyclopedia Brown or something.
Yes, he was a children's book character back in the day. Yeah.
That's very funny.
Thank you. The best Twitter handles are the ones you have to explain.
The best jokes in general, the ones you have to then sit
Mine's
down and explain.
Matt Stewart.
Huh.
But no, it's Stew Art.
Oh, the underscore is between Stew and Art.
That's pretty funny.
That's a very common name, as it turns out, Matt Stewart.
Yeah.
Would you believe it? Anyway, geez, this outro's gone too long.
Way too long. I'm trying to wrap it up. Review us on iTunes and...
Oh, only positive reviews.
Only positive reviews, please. We have... We're comedians. We have very low self-esteem.
If you've tried it and you didn't like it, just do something else with your life.
Just fuck off.
Yeah, yeah, right?
If you like it, tell everybody.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we'll see you next week and we will say goodbye. And then I would say,
later.
Okay.
And what do you say? What's your
How do you want to say goodbye
thing?
Come on,
mate. Yeah, hang on. Give me a,
I don't think you do. It's just a goodbye.
I just didn't think this would ever end, so I thought I'd never have to say goodbye to anyone.
Everything has to
Well, maybe okay. it's maybe it's a not...
Don't go, everyone. Don't go.
It's not a goodbye. It's a see you again soon.
Which is what your mum tells you when soon, grandma dies.
See you soon, Garen. See you soon, Garen Presley.
And Sparren.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.